This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We've got our next guest in the studio.
Yes.
Midsummer. It's busy, busy, busy. Please make her welcome Lisa Sky. Hello.
Hi there.
Nice to have you here.
They've moved all the stuff.
What stuff?
The numbers. That's why David was so... Oh, there it is.
They've framed it, though.
All
over the place. Yeah.
I know. We moved them all.
Framed $5 from one of the $2 shops.
Must be nice. Well, I get my frames for $2, so...
Right.
You need to go to your place.
You got the high-end ones.
Yeah. Oh, they shatter like a crystal doily.
So here you are. You arrive, and we thought you were eating a salad as you walked in, and which I thought, interesting. But you're not. What were you making?
David, I was looming.
Do you like looming?
Okay, do you, Neil, yes. A question. Do you like the pastimes of tweens from 5 years ago?
I can't even think about tweens 5 years ago.
John, your thoughts.
Yes.
That what looming is?
Yes. So it's like these little tiny rubber bands, like braces bands from the 1990s.
Of course, that's right, yes.
Yeah. And you just kind of like your hands are little evil spiders, just
right, and you get them, you kind of intertwine them with each other.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
So you've just found them, have you?
Oh, I love it so much, yeah. That's my style and my aesthetic is, you know, just a tween from 5 years ago.
Right, and so, why are you doing it?
Because I'm making a set for my Adelaide Fringe show, but I also sell at gay stuff markets, the like flagging and pride colour ones.
Oh, okay.
So people can flag without having to wear a handkerchief.
Ah. Okay, there you go. So who are you?
I'm someone who's bringing a weird energy to a Sunday, aren't I? It's all very like...
I like it.
give us your background.
I'm Lisa Sky, Hedonism Musing Sparkle Puppy, Melbourne's favourite comedian since 2010, non-binding promise.
And yellow, of course you are.
Oh, she's media trained,
So when did it all begin for you? When did you know that this was your calling?
Oh, okay, well... When I was two, my mum dressed me as Boy George to go to his concert.
Oh, how funny. So she was the fan, you weren't?
Oh, no, I was.
At two?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, my parents were stoners, so I always had music going through the house.
Right.
So, yeah, I loved it. I remember dancing on my chair to Karma Chameleon. Yes.
Right, and did you have fun at the... Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That's all I remember is just going off in my chair.
Right.
Just, yeah, I love this song. And I took my brother Jimmy Barnes, so the pendulum swings both ways.
Right, okay. So have you got photos of when you...
I do. I need to find them in the archives. My parents are both hoarders because stoners, and so... I'm hoping the Konmari gets them. Like the funk, it's going to get you. But, yeah, so then I just was a show pony. I remember at family events making everyone watch me lip sync to Madonna's Immaculate Collection when I was about 9.
What, the whole album?
Yep, the whole album. I sold tickets and everything. I was intolerable.
It's one of my first cassettes I ever bought.
Yes.
Yeah, Madonna's Immaculate Collection. I remember asking my mum, because we were brought up Catholic, if I bought it, would God be angry enough to send me to hell? No joke. And she said, don't be ridiculous.
Oh, that's nice.
And I bought it. Loved it.
Oh, that sounds
very nice for your mum. Yeah.
I'll pray for your soul.
Will you?
Does that apply if you buy the Madonna sex book as well?
No, that's a good
one. What was that called?
Sex.
Sex. Oh,
sex.
Yeah.
Sex.
And I couldn't read it, but I really wanted to because Vanilla Ice was in it and he was awesome because I was 11. Oh, society.
Oh, that's right, because you couldn't open it, could you? That was sealed.
It was sealed. And it was stainless steel and it was on the cusp of pubic hair leaving us.
Yes.
Although now it's coming back, isn't it?
Well, I'm not sure.
I love that I'm pointing to you.
I know, me. I keep mine...
John,
you know.
Your thoughts. John.
What do you think?
you've made a career out of being...
Just too much and just enough. Yeah, just out of my own, like, mental illnesses and neuroses. Just, I don't know if you can tell, I've got ADHD. But, no, all right, we'll do the plug. No, because... So now I'm a comedian and producer and I've got a lot of fingers in a lot of pies. Again, like a spider. I love that you keep looking me in the eye, David. Yeah.
Because isn't that polite to, yes, when you're talking to somebody, look them, yes, in the eye?
But it shows a strong spirit and I enjoy that.
Yes. So what sort of a comedian are you? Are we seeing it right this very minute?
Oh, yeah, I'm always on. It's tedious as anything. I just talk about my ridiculous life and things like that. But the Midsummer stuff I do is a departure to my usual sex, drugs and glitter comedy. I usually do beautiful mixed bill variety nights of spoken word. So I get 8 readers and I've been doing it for about 10 or 11 years now. No, 11 years, Neil. Stop doubting me.
I would never doubt you, Lisa.
I won't be silenced. No. Oh, geez, I really won't. Yeah, I've been doing it for about 11 years. So now I have this beautiful stable of like really successful and brilliant writers and some new faces. And I just get them to do, like every year we have a different theme. And it's basically me just saying to my favourite writers and performers, okay, now do a 5 to 7 minute piece on this. And so this year I'm doing 2 because they always sell out on pre-books. So I wanted to do a whole week of events. So on the Wednesday and the Thursday, I'm doing spoken word things about black and white, cliches and expectations. And then I'm doing one called Grey, which is celebrating liminal areas and the in-between spaces because I love nuance. And then on Monday, I'm doing Smut Slam. Have you ever heard of Smut Slam?
I haven't.
No.
Oh, it's a global phenomenon. And I do the Melbourne franchise. I've just brought it from Cameron Moore, and who is in Berlin, where I spend a lot of time. Because look at me, of course I do. At the Lisa Cypher Instagram, if you want proof of just me coughing Berlin. But the Smut Slam is where real people tell real consensual and happy stories about sex. So they can be awkward, but they have to be, it's a safe space. Mm. So the queer edition is for Midsummer. And yeah, you can come and tell a story. You can win a sex toy. We've got these beautiful stainless steel Enjoy things for butt stuff. Can I say butt stuff this early on a Sunday?
Absolutely.
You're a joy.
Hold on. Do people really open up in telling
a sex
story?
Oh my goodness, yeah. Our first one in Melbourne, we actually had to cut
keep
off
it
with...
clean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, no. She's media trained. The first one in Melbourne, we had to say, okay, stop now. That's too many people signed up.
Right.
And the second one in Melbourne, again, we just had people just flocking to tell these. Because it only goes for about, I feel like it's a 3 or 4 minute story. So it's very quick.
So they literally just tell of a sexual experience.
Yeah, or yeah, anything. So they can tell something about their favourite fetish.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, someone wash dishes. Duh. And they talk about that for ages.
Uh-huh.
I once told a story about, because we have judges, celebrity judges, and I once told a story about a role play that went really wrong. Don't wear fishnet top with your partner having a nipple piercing. Just don't.
Okay.
Or wear a sheer top over it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Hot tip from Dad. But yeah, so people love telling, like embracing stories. And it's not just the weird and wonderful. It can be someone told a really sweet story about the first time them and their girlfriend made hump at each other. And it was really nice. And everyone
loved that too.
And one was like a not sexual story. There was a sex worker who went through baggage claim with disastrous results. Hilariously disastrous. Uh-huh, uh-huh. They had to open her bag.
And toys. And, yeah.
Toys.
Right.
And so it's just a really fun night. And then we've got the 2 spoken word things. And then on the Friday, Daddy didn't think this through because I'm doing femme speed dating, which is awesome for everyone who is a femme identifying person, except me, because I'm going to be running it. So I'm not going to be able to get any phone numbers.
Life is so tough.
It's tough. Life is hard and so am I.
So when's it on?
It is at the Hair Hole from the Tuesday 22nd of Jan.
Yep.
Till the 25th, yes.
Yep, and which is Hairs and Hyenas.
At the beautiful, wonderful Hairs and Hyenas. And I'll also be launching something very special called the Safety House Guide, which is about good, inclusive art, because art should be for everyone.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Oh, you reckon? I've been in comedy for 10 years and oh my God, the stories I could tell you would curl your eyelashes, David.
About art?
Yeah, well, because I do the comedy festival every year and a lot of my fans said they didn't want to risk seeing other shows because they're really transphobic or bigoted in some way. And so one of my giant projects is making a guide that includes art that doesn't punch down.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's super cool.
Right.
and comedy that doesn't punch down. Because that's my thing with comedy. I love me some comedy, but when it gets nasty, like...
It's the worst.
It's the worst. And I actually saw this great thing at Acme a few months back. Magda Żubanski was talking about comedy, and her only rule in being a comedian is that she won't beat down other people.
Exactly, yeah.
And I was like, what a wonderful... Yep. And, you know, she's so wonderful as an actress and as a comedian and as a spokesperson. But I thought, what a wonderful way to kind of model your career, because it hasn't hurt her success.
Life's too short to punch down. Yeah. And I got sick of being in the audience and hearing, like, you know, fat jokes and then seeing other fatties around me being like, oh, I hate this, I'm so uncomfortable. Mm. Yeah, so this is just an embracing of not necessarily positivity, it can get really dark, but just empowering audiences to make the correct decisions for them about the shows they see.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
You're brilliant.
You're a riot. I love it.
I
can't wait to see you live. And I can't believe I haven't.
I know. I'm very good. Do you love that I'm carrying... For people who are listening, I'm carrying myself with the confidence of someone in full drag, and I'm in my pyjamas. Genuinely.
But you do have a glittery face.
I thought you were sweaty.
I thought you had a sweaty face, but it's glitter.
John, stop flirting with me.
You're sparkly.
Am I glittery? Oh, I guess I am.
You're sparkly.
Yeah, because I go to Edinburgh every year, and... And,
so that you haven't washed since Edinburgh.
I haven't. I've not washed. Why would I? Just get that haggis stain in me. No, but my dog, Dr. Shadow, she's a Mastiff Roddy Cross, and she's a giant, vast hound. And for like 6 weeks after I left, they were still brushing glitter out of her coat.
And so you go to Edinburgh for the...
Yeah, so I've been for the last six.
Right. How's it go for you?
Well, I don't do shows there anymore because I like money. And, well, I like just not starving. So I produce there. So that's my other kind of passion, is showing cool people cool stuff. And because a rising tide lifts all ships, you know, getting artists who are wonderful and talented, but just a cluster bang when it comes to admin, and just lifting them up and being like, let me do the hard stuff so you can be awesome. So, yeah, I do a lot of producing in Edinburgh.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah.
And you do make money out of it?
Look...
No, that's a no.
Look. John, your thoughts.
Edinburgh scares me. I also am a performer, and I just don't think I could. I couldn't hustle the way that they do over there. Yeah.
You want to die, do it.
I know some very successful comedians here in Australia who have hustled, and it's nearly broken them over there.
Oh, yeah. There's a comedian who's on TV, and he's one of the best people in the world.
Yeah.
He hasn't done his own flyering for a very long time because he hasn't had to, because he's very famous.
It's the flyering that kills me.
Yeah, but then he went to flyer someone and they said, oh, what's this? And he went with a little wave of his hand, oh, it's just stand up. Because he's just not used to selling himself. Right. So he's like, oh, I don't know, just that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is.
But isn't the comedy festival here becoming, you know, quite hard these days to get bumps on seats, unless you're a household name?
Yeah, it's hard and terrifying. But there's 432 events in the comedy festival, or like last year it was 516, I think. In Edinburgh there's about 4,000. There's 1,200 a day.
And don't you have to do 28 shows or something? Don't you have to do 4 weeks
of shows? First two times I did it, I did 26 shows in 27 days. And the hilarious thing is, the day after your day off, it's like you haven't performed in a week, you know, when you get rusty.
Yeah.
You've spent a day
doing nothing. I actually caught up with a friend of mine in London a year ago after she had been there, a very successful comedian, and we had a lunch in London, and she was a shell of herself.
Yeah.
After a month in, you know, doing that.
I don't remember the last six Melbourne Fringes because I come directly from Edinburgh. Hello. I do a retox in Berlin because I live like an athlete in Edinburgh because you're working 18-hour days and you're performing every day. And then I went to Berlin and then I came back here and I just don't remember because I'm just jet lagged and broken and a husk.
Yep.
Yeah. It kickstarted my depression last year.
But you keep on doing it.
Yeah, because I get better. Because I'm one of those, like, I mean, I'm a top, but I think I've got a masochistic streak because I'm like, yes, if it doesn't hurt, you're not learning. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Smash the back end out of it.
Lisa Skye, you're hysterical. Hard hole takeover.
Hair hole takeover, yes.
Hard hole, that's a whole nother thing.
Hair hole takeover, yeah. Uncle Lee's
At Hairs and a Hyena.
Yes.
And what's the dates again?
The 22nd to the 25th.
Yep.
And it's just going to be so good. It's going to melt your tits clean off. It's going to be wonderful.
And so
packed
you
packed with themes.
Go to your Instagram, which is what?
At The Lisa Sky, everywhere. YouTube, Instagram. The only crime is inconsistent branding. At The Lisa Sky or thelisasky.com.
Right. Okay.
Got
brilliant.
It. Good. Thanks
for coming.
Trained,
in.
As she says. thank you, Lisa. You're listening to Joy 94.9 on Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.